This broadcast of the Pensacola Expert Panel is presented by Running Wild, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show. To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're getting wild over here. Paul Epstein is here with Running Wild. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are getting wild, running down the highway.
Yes. With our safety gear on, which is what we talked about last time. And I'm really excited. First, I want to know if there's anything new happening at Running Wild in either one of our locations.
Everything new and exciting. Yes, our Fairhope location is up and running a few weeks into our new store, and it is fantastic. We are just able to display all of our amazing and awesome products so much better in our new space. We quadrupled the space, and it is fantastic. And when the weather is this great in L.A., if you will.
That's right.
We went over
Alabama. I got it this time.
Everybody's outside, especially in Fairhope. Fairhope is such a great walkable community, and downtown Fairhope is great. And in fact, this Friday, they do, similar to our gallery night downtown, they do a First Fridays in Fairhope. So if you have never been to downtown Fairhope, or even if you have, you should head over there Friday night. This Friday evening, I think it goes until 8 or 9 p.m., but it's very similar to our gallery night. It's a wonderful walkable downtown. And all the shops are open. They have cheese and they do art and this all kinds of great stuff. So that's this Friday there. And
that.
We will be open late as well.
Yeah, First Fridays in Fairhope in this fall weather.
And this may be the last one, I think, for the year, just because then they have, you know, they do a tree lighting later this month, and then it's all of the Christmas festivities.
And so much fun.
Yes.
I just love it. There's always something fun happening in Fairhope. And I drove by yesterday, I think it was. I was going to swing in. I had like a short amount of time in the Pensacola location, but y'all were pretty busy.
It depends on the time of day. When we're busy, it's busy.
And
it's when we're not,
busy, yeah.
It's not.
And that's okay. That gives your associates the time to breathe, because when you go in there and you're doing the fittings and all the special things, then it takes a minute. And I love that. I was saying that the other day to, I think it was someone just here. We were talking about you coming in, and we were going to talk about our Solaris. I'm trying to
Soleus.
What
yes.
is it? What is
Jenna's
this?
Trying to stand on
I'm trying
one
to show
leg
you my
and
amazing
lift
calf
her.
Muscle.
Yes, they are amazing. Yes,
all the years of running. But I was talking about you coming in and talking about this, and they were like, "Oh my goodness, Running Wild." Whenever I go in there, it's not like I'm going into a big box store and rummaging through for my size. It's like an actual experience. Start to finish, or I call it soup to nuts, and you're actually
I like the soup to nuts reference. I've used that a lot, and then someone finally explained it to me a long time ago, and now I understand it.
No. It sounds funny, but it also
does it like soup and nut. I don't have nuts in my
also
soup.
Why do they finish with nuts, but it's with their nightcap, so it makes
sense.
But I do love that everybody knows that you get to have an experience when you walk into Running Wild. It's not just another retail store.
Right. And that is what we started with, right? We took the approach, and most of our guests know this, and that's, again, like you said, Jenna, why they visit us. But we want to give people an experience, and not just smoke and mirrors and wow, this is great, but an honest experience that adds value to the sport of running and walking, and correct footwear and everything related to that, right? All of our staff, Sheree and I and our staff in both stores, are committed to healthy lifestyles.
Yeah.
And yes, we do eat ice cream sometimes, and
of course.
But that's the vice, right? But for many people. But we are, and we have Halloween candy right now. We're trying to get rid of it quickly because it's everywhere.
I think we're all doing that. We're trying to like get it out of our houses. And I've been coming here and dumping it in the kitchen area at the station.
And your coworkers love you for that.
They're like, look at me. They
under
come
their
out of
breath,
their...
dog cussing you. Exactly. Why did she bring the... Oh, it's so good. Why did she bring
the... I know.
Oh.
And it's not the cheap kind, I'll tell you that much.
No,
but
nobody buys the cheap kind anymore.
No, and if it's at home, I'll eat it, so it has to come here because I'm too busy to eat
that's
it.
That's right, that's right.
Hey, I want to give you an opportunity to hop on into the conversation this morning. 850-437-1620 is the number to text, or you can call. We'd love to hear your experience at Running Wild, or if you have a question. We are talking soleus muscle today, and how important it is to care for it in your overall wellness journey in life.
Absolutely.
Because it's not
your
just
overall
with
wellness journey in life. I like it. We definitely need a caller. We haven't had, this is my third show, and I'm having a lot of fun and enjoying it, but we need a caller.
Yeah.
We need somebody to interact with us on the phone. So if you have a question about the soleus, what it is, or whatever, anything about running or anything related to that, call us.
Yes. And I see you saying good morning. Good morning to you. So let's talk soleus muscle. What is like the main function of the soleus muscle and where is it?
So I'm just going to start with this disclaimer, right? I'm not a physical therapist. I'm not any type of certified medical professional.
So if I break a bone, you can't come over here and fix
it? That's right.
Okay,
I can't.
Right.
If you fall, if you slip and fall, I'll look at you and dial 911. No, I'll call 911.
Kidding.
I mean, but that's about it. That's the extent of it.
Me too.
But as runners, all of us we start to tune into our bodies and understand different parts, muscles and connective tissues and bones, and try to, many of us self-diagnose or continue to run through injuries and have aches and pains in certain areas. And that's because we all become addictive, and I'm using air quotes here. Jenna can see me, but none of you can.
Air
but
quotes.
Air quotes. Because being addicted to running isn't a bad thing as long as you can balance that with the rest of your life.
That's right.
And your responsibilities. And so I'm saying all this to say, I'm going to say some things about the soleus, and they're 99.8% accurate, but the 0.2% from somebody who is a physical therapist or somebody in that world could either maybe not correct me, but keep me a little more in line.
And please do. I would love to hear that if you're listening and that's something that you specialize in or you have experienced or have experience with. Please call or text in 850-437-1620. We're talking soleus muscle today here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Paul Epstein is joining me with Running Wild. So we're getting wild with our soleus.
We are going to get wild with it. So none of what I'm about to say is made up. It's
That's
all
true.
Real, and it all and we put it into practice. So the soleus muscle is a muscle that's just below the calf muscle in most people, in all people. And it is responsible for essentially all the movement of your feet. Mm-hmm. So any way your foot, when you take a step, you engage your soleus. When you push off running, you engage your soleus. When you're laying down, you may not be engaging your soleus, but you're probably not engaging much except sleep. And so any movement, any foot function engages the soleus, which means it never gets a break. And it's not a muscle. Many people have started running before for the first time and have tight calf muscles, right? Many people have said, oh, my calves are really tight, or done something and their calf muscles are tight. You don't really feel the tightness in your soleus until you start to pay attention to it. And paying attention to it means putting pressure on it. So for those that have had like a deep tissue massage from a sports massage therapist, they take their fingers and jam them into, or the palms of their hands, jam them into muscle areas, your calf muscles, your quad muscles, and your muscles don't really hurt until they push into that muscle and apply pressure.
That's right.
And the pressure helps break up some of the scar tissue and helps blood flow into that area, And oxygenated blood is what, when you breathe, you oxygenate the blood, and that's what helps relieve some of the scar tissue, helps keep the muscle flexible and elastic. And so when we talk about rolling our soleus,
it's more than just feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's putting pressure on that muscle with a specific tool that we've carried at Running Wild for about 17 years, and it allows you to create this elasticity in that muscle, which helps your foot move more fluidly, if you will, and it makes your leg feel lighter and looser, if you will, and it's the perfect warm-up to running, or it's a great cool-down as well. For example, if you've run and you've got a few minutes, you roll your soleus and your legs feel better, you mm-hmm. walk better, your foot moves better, and just healthier function.
Okay, very good. Hey, we have a question coming in. Does KT tape help with soleus muscle tightness?
Absolutely. KT tape is a great, I was going to say a great Band-Aid, but it's really more than that. It helps
like
support the muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So it gives some, and when it's applied correctly, and there's a lot of physical therapists I know that can apply
can
it.
Can you try to describe KT trainers. Tape to people who might not know? Because I've seen walkers use KT tape.
Yeah.
And anybody who really works out or does physical activity use KT tape for support.
So I will say, I'll start with this. If you're applying it to your legs and you have hairy legs, I would use extreme caution.
This is very...
Because it hurts a lot when you,
there's a movie.
Remove it.
Yeah, there's a movie that's going through my brain right now.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about the movie,
no.
Jenna.
Let's move on quickly.
Steve
Carell.
So... Yes, I know exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. So typically we don't put, as runners, we don't put KT tape
on our
chest.
No. Yep, there we go.
That's the movie.
You nailed it, Paul.
Yep. So I've seen it and, you know. So I...
But yes.
I was about to go down the wrong road.
We almost did, but we turned back.
We're coming back.
KT tape, it is an actual tape. You see it in all different colors, but it's like elastic, and it has like that fabric, flexi fabric to it.
Picture white medical tape. Everybody knows what that is.
Yes.
But with a little more elasticity. And there's other brands. KT tape is a brand. So I always refer to it. Yeah.
I don't always buy that actual brand.
Kinesiology tape. It's the kinetic chain of the muscles. And,
that's true,
Yeah, so it's all about that. What the KT tape does is it helps support the muscle and... It makes it feel better because you feel like you're getting support as well. And a lot of running, a lot of support with different like a compression sock or sleeve, they definitely have physiological benefits, but a lot of the benefit too is support. And when your brain feels like it's being, your muscles being supported, you function more healthfully, right? You're utilizing that muscle better and smoother.
Oh, very good. So instead of shaving your legs, guys, maybe compression socks are a better option.
Compression socks are a great option if you have hairy-ish legs.
Hairier legs.
Yeah.
Guys or ladies, you know, we're not going to discriminate.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes, because, well, anyway, socks are a great... Compression socks and sleeves are a great addition. They do help with that support. They make it feel better. They keep the muscles warmer as well. In fact, especially this time of year when it's a little chillier in the morning, you can slip those on and feel better through your arch and soleus and calf muscle.
Okay, very nice. So 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. I always don't like saying this word, plantar fasciitis. What is that word?
Did I say it? You were good. I mean, we hear fasciitis. It said all kinds of different ways. Fasciitis.
Okay. I almost nailed it. And it, is that connected to having a healthy soleus?
So I'm going to share our experiences at Running Wild with a tool that we we started caring about 16 years ago, and I know the inventor of the tool very well, and we've become friends over the years just because it was so effective. There, if you Google plantar fasciitis, there are probably thousands, endless amounts of information on it on the internet, and endless different ways to help relieve some of the pain. We do not diagnose that or treat it. What we do is we share this tool with our guests that are complaining of having pain in their arch area. And many of them come in and say, I've got plantar fasciitis, my podiatrist, my orthopedist, my fill-in-the-blank healthcare professional recommended I come in and get these socks, get this insole, get this type of shoe, et cetera. And we just have a conversation with them and we show them this tool. And basically the tool is specifically designed, like I said a few minutes ago, for a person to roll their soleus muscle. And basically you put pressure on that muscle and use in a certain technique. It's very simple. It takes a short amount of time. And the soleus muscle we've found is directly related to the plantar fascia through another muscle called the posterior tibialis. But again, this is not a anatomy and physiology show.
We're gonna do a test at the end here, people. So
yes, and I flunked it already, but Jenna will pass, I'm sure, because she can now say plantar
fasciitis.
Yes,
woohoo!
That was the goal.
So
today,
are there different stretches then? Which is a really good question.
Yeah. So stretching is here's my stretching analogy in a small muscle like the calf, the gastroc, or the soleus muscle. It's like picture a big flat rubber band, and you tie a knot in the middle of the rubber band, and you can pull both ends of the rubber band, but all the knot does is get tighter and tighter. So the only way to smooth it out is to undo the knot, if you will. And so we equate kind of that pressure and deep tissue massage with undoing the knot. So instead of stretching that small muscle, we apply pressure with this tool, which creates oxygenated blood flowing into that muscle, and it helps break up the scar tissue and any adhesions and or any other issues on that muscle. And so it restores elasticity to the muscle rather than just flexibility. Both are important, but in terms of the soleus, as it relates to the plantar fascia, elasticity is kind of the driving force.
Okay, and I believe this individual, so they're over the age of 60, so stretching and those different rollers are still safe.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if somebody's got very specific issues, we always recommend talking to their healthcare professional. But I'm in my mid-50s, and I've rolled my soleus this morning before I ran, and my goal is, Sheree and I have this contest this month. We're going to roll our soleus every day in the month of November.
Oh.
So I can keep you updated.
Roll out November.
How it's going. Yeah, I like it.
That's really cool.
Isn't it No Shave November?
It is.
Is that the?
I think like you have to grow a mustache now, Paul.
Okay. Well, so here's what we decided. One of my guys at the shop hasn't been shaving since the first, and I shaved on the first, and he told me about it. So the second I was going to let my facial hair grow, and I decided I forgot, and I shaved, and so then I said, okay, well here's what we're going to do. I'm going to wait a week. And I'll shave the first week of November, but you continue to grow your beard. To this guy I work with, Mike is his name. Let's just say his name is Mike.
Yeah,
but it is. and he's gonna continue to grow his beard, and I'm gonna catch up in 2 days when I stop shaving on November 7th.
You have that super man power, beard power.
It is.
That's
it has
impressive.
To overcome all of the women that live in my house that shed their hair. I live with four women, and they shed their hair all the time.
Yes.
So my facial hair has to, catch up.
Paul, you got to hold your own over there. That is for sure. Are all of your kiddos runners?
Well, they all run, but they don't. My oldest daughter ran cross country in high school, and she's out of high school now. And she ran, actually, when she turned 18, and this was totally unprompted by me, she ran 18 miles on her 18th birthday.
What a cool kid.
Oh, yeah. She just said, I'm going to do it. And I said, okay, can I come with you? She said, no.
Oh.
Don't even track me. I'll see you when I get back. And
she was focused.
She was focused.
She needed that. That was independence right
very
there.
Very much so.
Yeah. I am very proud of her. Look at that. That is a cool thing to do, but I am not running as many miles as I am turning. I'm just going to go ahead and
say you can.
That
so when I turned 50, 5 years ago, I ran 50 on my 50th birthday.
Did you
and
really?
So 5 years from now when I'm 60, I'm hoping
Paul, that is
somebody
so
will run
impressive.
Six. Well, thank you. But it was just a thing I, you know,
that's
I'm
actually
a runner.
Kind of a cool goal.
Yeah.
I like that. And hey, I've mentioned before that, you know, there's all different events and opportunities to run together with Running Wild, with running groups, and Running Wild offers that, offers for, you know, you to go in and ask those questions. So if you do have, you know, your soleus muscle that's bothering you, you think you might need a new pair of shoes or inserts or different socks for your toes. I'm starting to get sold on, I can't even remember the name of the shoe, but it's wider up front so your toes can spread out.
Yes. So there's two brands. Ultra is one brand and Topo is the other.
Yes.
And
there's
both great
I'm
brands.
I'm starting to rethink my shoeage because they do look very popular or very comfortable and they are looking more popular. And so I always felt like if I wore them, I might look a little strange, but now I don't even care because I want comfortable feet as I get older.
And you're just assuming that you don't already look strange to some people. I mean, so that's a right as you lift your leg up in the air
like
with your
I'm
white
showing my crazy
boots
outfit
wide
today.
In, yeah. But and you're right, they are becoming more. We've always believed in that foot shaped toe box is what we call it, right?
Foot-shaped toe box.
If you look down at your shoes and they're pointy in the toe, and then you take your shoe off and look at your foot is not pointy in the front. It's like a V, right, from your heel forward. And your toes splay out. And so that's, we think also, that's part of keeping your foot healthy and preventing or helping cure plantar fasciitis.
You're 1,000% correct. And so you've sold me.
Oh, I like that, 1,000%.
Okay, yes. If you just sold me right on my own
that's
show.
It's more than 100%, yes.
Hey, let's talk about this upcoming weekend. There is a run happening.
Oh my gosh, there's a run happening every weekend through mid-December now. So this weekend is the Pumpkin Run at Sacred Heart School on 12th Avenue.
So you'll see me there because this is going to be the first run that I get to do with my entire family, and it was my oldest child's idea to do it as a family.
Too much fun. It's
so
a great
excited.
Run. So when you finish, all the pumpkin bread you can eat. Delicious. Homemade pumpkin bread by the Sacred Heart people.
Dude,
so,
oh my goodness.
Yes.
It's making it even better. Now there's all of these prizes that come with it. And it's really cool because that area this time of year is so beautiful. People still have everything decorated. They've got their Thanksgiving decorations. I saw somebody putting out Christmas lights over there the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So
the course is amazing. We'll be out there. We're setting up the course for them and timing it and the finish line. So Running Wild will be there in force, and the course is fantastic.
Excellent. And there's still an opportunity for individuals to sign up for
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the way up through Saturday morning. And the weather, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of weather the next couple of days, but by Saturday morning, it's going to be clear and cool and perfect for running.
Absolutely. And of course, you can go online, werunwild.com/events, and then you can look for the events calendar and see everything that is happening. And then also, can you remind everyone the just the hours of operation? So if somebody wants to come in and check out that super cool roller.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Ask questions.
Yep, we're open weekdays, Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 in both the Pensacola and Fairhope stores. And then Saturday, 10 to 5 in both stores. And Sunday in Pensacola, we're open noon to 4. We're closed on Sundays in Fairhope. And of course, we're always online at werunwild.com, and you can find all of our events. You can sign up for our events. You can do it on your phone. Our website is great on the phone as well. You can sign up for events on the phone as well. And we've got a YouTube channel with a bunch of videos about rolling your soleus too. You can link to that from our website as well.
Oh, so cool. Hey, somebody said, I love Running Wild. Well, yes.
Thank you.
We love Running Wild. And so please go online, werunwild.com. They also have virtual fittings as well, still available.
Yeah, but we want to see your smelly feet in person, really.
Yeah.
We don't want to smell them. We want to see them.
You're not afraid of the sticks.
We're not afraid. No, we've not been afraid for a long time.
I love it, Paul. So good to see you. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning.
Thanks, Jenna. It's a blast.